Well, Coach, down 3-0, but your players seem to think that that doesn't necessarily indicate how your team was playing in that first period. How do you assess it?
I agree with the players. I thought first goal was they have a good power play. That was a good seam pass, backdoor play, tip in. Then we turned the puck over. He came back, bar in, and then the 2-on-1, it hits the referee, skating in, stuff like that. So a few bounces. I didn't feel it was a 0-3 kind of game. And even at 4-1, I didn't feel that way. And the players didn't feel that way, obviously. The bench was alive. I thought it was a real good team effort. Even when we were down by 3 at 0-3 and even 1-4, by doing the right things over and over and playing the right way, we gave ourselves a chance to come back, and then getting a point is huge.
When you replaced Eric Comrie in the second period with Mikael Bruton, was the intent there because you weren't happy with Comrie, or was it to get the bench going and keep Comrie fresh, possibly, obviously, for Sunday's afternoon game?
Yeah, no, it was the only reason was to change the momentum of the game, and there's nothing more.
So, speaking of changing the momentum of the game, you guys get a goal to make it a 3-1 game. They come back and score on the power play to make it 4-1. But, you know, it just seems like the mentality of this team is just never say die. You know, going into that third period, is there a message, that saying, talking about the quit, never quit attitude of this team? Because, again, you know, that's a fairly substantial lead, obviously, going into the third period.
Yeah, well, I'd like to tell you that I said something magical, but it's really not the case. It's the players. They're on the bench, and they're supporting each other. I'm hearing, we got this, we can come back, we're right there, one goal, we're back in. Like, it's all up. It's all the players. We're there to give them some options and what to adjust, but it's all on them, and there's nothing magic here.
Well, to that end, you guys are down 4-1 in the third period. Tucker Pullman scores what looked like a good goal. Number one, did you get any explanation? And number two, in terms of demoralizing, how demoralizing that could have been but didn't end up being, what does that say about this club?
Well, it's they, like you said before, they just never quit. They said that the net was off before the puck went in. I didn't have a chance to look at it yet. But it is what it is. And again, we can, you know, it's during the game, it's so easy to complain and to scream at the referees. I mean, they have to make calls in a split second most of the time, and it's we don't want to waste any energy. We get caught at that at times, like everybody else, but we want to stay away from that and save the energy for doing what needs to be done to win hockey games or to get points, and that's our mindset.
Speaking of saving energy, after that goal is disallowed, you guys score 3 goals in 6 minutes. Total team effort, obviously. Marco Dana with the tip, Mason Appleton with the goal, and then Jimmy Olney ties that game up with, I think, 8 minutes to go in the third period. But what does that say about this team? Again, you know, just the idea that they were able to do what they were able to do.
Well, it's they really work extremely hard. It's a fun group to work with, because they all believe that. By playing the way we're playing right now, they believe we can be a real dangerous team, and they're confident. That's what I like. One of the things I like the most about those guys is they're confident. They're making plays. We're down by 3. They're still making plays, and then they're still pushing each other. And you know, it's what we've been through before Christmas. I think it has the potential to break a team or to make a team, and we made a team out of it, and we faced the challenges that we had to face, and now we're just stronger for it.
Oftentimes we look at veteran players and we say the veterans are the ones who are leading the way, but I thought tonight specifically Mason Appleton was phenomenal. I thought Tucker Pullman was phenomenal. Marco Dano obviously is a little more veteran player, but what did you see from those three?
You're right. Tucker Pullman was playing like he was in the wrong league. He was outstanding. His best game I've seen him play with us. He was physical. He was making plays. He was shooting the puck. He was solid defensively. He had a good stick. He was skating. That was a real solid game from Tucker Poolman. Mason Appleton, I like his character. I like the way he drives the net and he brings pucks to the net and he brings people in the fight. Marco Daniel parks himself in front of the net, makes those plays, but he's also a very, very positive guy on the bench and supporting the other players. So that's a good combination. That's a good mix of players right there.
So not the end result you'd like, obviously. You're happy with the point. Going into the final two games of this homestand against San Diego, is there one message going to the team?
It's going to be the same. Just one day at a time, and we'll get ready for the next one. We'll look at this one and see what we can do better. There's always room for improvement, obviously, and we'll look at it and try to make some adjustments. I haven't spoke to Vesalainen yet. Can't wait to see him, shake his hand, welcome him back, and we'll have to make some decisions on the lines and the combinations and stuff. I'm still not sure if he's going to play the next game, but we're gonna face one problem, or if these are, they're not really problems, but one, we have to find solutions. So we'll come up with some kind of a plan and then go from there.